A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Head coach Jay Long on our Tuesday night weekly program to talk about the Eagle football team. Coach, a couple of wins in a row now, both by several touchdowns. You built a 27-0 lead heading into halftime, and your offense definitely played its best first half of the season. How were you guys able to get it rolling early with the football on Saturday?
You know, Dave, it feels really good. It feels like our teams are starting to, you know, to really put things together. I think defensively we had one of our better games, and also offensively we had one of our better games, and definitely we had one of our better games on special teams. And Texas Permian Basin, they played three ranked teams throughout the year, and two of those teams they lost by only a touchdown. So I mean, they're a good football team, and it was awesome for us to have a really good day against those guys.
Sam and I talked a lot on the broadcast about the blocking that we saw on your O-line, really stepping up in that running game, and you were able to neutralize their All-American linebacker, maybe a future NFL player in Chris Hoad. How did you guys keep him from being that run destroyer that he's been all season?
You know, I think there's a lot of factors in it. The first factor, I guess, to throw out is our wide receivers blocked outstanding. And when the receivers block it really well, that's when you see those great big runs. And those guys outside there our outside receivers did a terrific job of blocking, which then also opened up our RPO game, which then when that happens, they have to lighten up our running box, which then allows us to be able to run the football. And Elijah Miles had an outstanding day. He finally back healthy and rushed for about 176 yards and about 6 yards per carry. And when that type of output happens, it makes the play calling really a lot easier, on the offense coordinator. And I thought Coach Masters did a great job of putting our guys in the right position. And then the guys went out and executed.
What do you make of that hit Elijah put on the running back in the hole that the crowd just went? It looked like Okoye Atwater from Monday Night Football years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked like, we've been talking about Elijah quite a bit throughout the year. With his injuries, he's been out three games, and he can run in between tackles so nice. And, when you have him running between tackles, you got Stevan, doing the things that Stevan does. Stevan also averaged 15.2 yards per carry on his carries, and before he got a little bit banged up and we had to pull him out. But, those two are great combination together, and then you throw the RPOs in there and Cole Thurness getting the ball in those swing passes. He's really a different version of a tailback coming out of the backfield there with our swing passes. So it really helps out, and felt like the whole thing came together. And another impressive stat was that Texas Permian, I think, was holding their opponents to under 150 yards rushing, and for us to have a 228 yard rushing day, I was really proud of the guys and how they executed. And I guess I said all that and I didn't say anything about the O-line. O-line did a good job also.
Yeah, that's just a terrific running day for your team, Coach. Let's change it up now to the pass game. Dalton Holst found three different targets for his touchdown throws. It really showcases how diverse and downfield your attack can be with a lot of weapons out there.
Dalton was through the deep ball really well. Tavon had a huge catch going towards the pack, going to the west way, and he caught it with one hand, and it was awesome awesome catch by him. And then Chad Michelson also had a really nice catch on a deep ball that we've been working on for the past few weeks. And it was nice for him to be able to get that and bring that in. He also, Chad, had the two-point conversion. It's one of the things where you wish that we had replay. I think that if the officials had replay and they were able to watch it again, it would have made them hard. They'd had to make a decision. And, sometimes when things happen live, it doesn't always look the same way. But when we were able to slow it down frame by frame, it looked pretty nice. So Dalton does a great job managing the offense. And then when he has that opportunity to make defenses pay, he can also has that big play capability also.
Coach, I'm glad you brought up Chad. He had a nice game. It's been fun to see him get in the end zone on Saturday, but you also talked about the wide receivers blocking and one of the touchdowns taken off the board on a play where Chad was flagged for blocking, but from our vantage point up top, it looked like he was laying a great block that springed Thurness around the edge. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that play too, but it looked like Chad was just blocking great.
That's
that
another
play.
Real interesting, and that's probably the most questions I've had at everybody is what happened there. And early in the game, Brandon Fulton caught a big catch, and right over top the middle, and he got hit, and he wasn't able to finish the game. It looks like he's going to be okay for next week, for this upcoming week. But the play that happened when Chad came in is that we throw a little swing pass, and you throw it behind the line of scrimmage, and then Chad and Tavon then block for Cole on basically like an outside perimeter play. Cole bobbled it, but he touched the ball right on the line of scrimmage. That doesn't get called very often, I'll just put it that way. And in fact, in my whole coaching career, I've seen it called only one other time. So,
wow.
We're going to send it in. We'll get evaluated. I don't know. We'll get an answer on it. But it was very unique. And obviously being an Eagle and I was on our side, we thought it was the wrong call. I'm guessing Permian Basin thought it was the right call. It was thrown their direction. So I'm assuming their coaches were probably making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, that's a shame it got taken away. It was looked a terrific offensive play for you guys. Chad doing a nice job, it looked like, on the block. You mentioned Brandon's injury. Good to be coming back, it looks like, for this week, we hope. We'll take a quick break and come back, get into more of the Eagle game on Saturday, injuries, and look at the defense as well.
We've got more insight into Shadron State football next. You're listening to the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
More Eagle football talk right now on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Back with Coach Jay Long tonight, and Jay, we mentioned the Fullerton injury before the break. Ethan Zimmerman, your starting punter, and one of the new defensive backs you were counting on. He had a really big game in the defensive backfield after also a great spring game, so nice to see him get his shot. But he got hurt in the second half on a tackle, so now you're down six guys in that defensive backfield. What can you tell us about Ethan and some of the other injuries?
It's just been a weird year in our secondary. We've just been we're banged up there. And we're looking at maybe possibly moving over one of our skill players on offense over to defense. That happened yesterday, and hopefully by the end of the week, I'll let you know whether or not that's a great plan with that. But Coach Schurz and Coach Sass, he's been doing an awesome job of putting together a game plan to put those guys in great positions. And when you look at our stats from last year, one of the things that we talked about in the radio in here is that we gave up a lot of passing yards. And this year we're definitely in a different situation than we were from a year ago. We're doing it with a depleted secondary. So this weekend we'll figure out a plan, and that's what the week of practice practices for, and more than anything, the next guy's gonna have to step up. And Ethan stepped up, and when he got his number called, and he ended up getting banged up, and we had to move things around, and the next guy stood up from there. So it's definitely something we're gonna have to address this week, and something that we will address and fix.
With so many guys out in that defensive backfield and the Zimmerman situation, and you bringing up practice now too, Coach, and I remember last week speaking about tapering back in practice and just keeping guys healthy for this week. How are you tapering back this week going into Dixie overall? And then also, how does all the injuries in that secondary affect how you guys are able to practice for your next opponent each week?
Every year as a team goes throughout the year, you have to back down on your practices times. And when you talk about tapering, it basically you shorten up your practices. Throughout the whole year, you've been doing your everyday drills, which is your everyday technique drills. And you back down a little bit on those because you hope that after doing it for this long, the guys, we've developed that habit that they need for that good technique. And then you focus a little bit more on your scheme, those type of things. So yeah, we did cut some time out of our practices this week, and hopefully that allows our guys to continue to stay fresh as the season gets longer and longer. And then we might have to do some more mental things with our walkthroughs, or what we would call our learn throughs. There isn't a lot of hitting, but there's a lot of hey, this is where we need to be, and this is how we need to do this, and maybe talk through a few more situations, which then backs off of the guys' bodies and taking hits and those things.
All right. Coach Long with us again on our Tuesday night show. And let's get back into Saturday's win over Texas Permian Basin and talk defense. The penetration of the defensive line, coaches, especially late in the third quarter when Carpenter had that sack in a six-point game. That stopped a drive, and then you got even more pressure in the fourth quarter. You ended up with five sacks on the day, and your D-line played really well to help out the secondary.
You know, Coach Jersey, like I said, put together a terrific scheme this week, and Coach Sassy, and they, you know, were bringing a lot of pressure on the quarterback. We heated him up a little bit, and what that allowed to do is it put a lot of guys one-on-one blocking, and Joel Carpenter had an outstanding day. He was in on three sacks. He had seven tackles. Also, Noah Kirchhoff, who plays that outside linebacker slot, rush end.
Yeah.
He had three tackles for loss. He also on special teams forced a takeaway, which was recovered by Buster Wilson. And you know, he stood out. Tyler Gator, he had a good day also. And then Brendan Hopkins also was in on a sack, which was really big. And when you talk about, you know, being depleted one area, you know, another area he's got to, you know, pick it up. And I thought that those guys did a great job in the front seven of getting pressure on the quarterback, so he wasn't able to stand back there and, you know, have a lot of time to throw and find the open receivers.
Yeah, a couple of real young and a lot of potential and some talent with some of those guys down there too. So future looks bright out of that group that you talked about. Coach, special teams, who's going to get the Hammer Award, you think, this week? Cole Thurness named the RMAC Player of the Week. He had a 42-yard punt return touchdown that just electrified the crowd. Buster Wilson, he recovered a muffed punt and a kickoff return fumble. So two fumble recoveries for the former Alliance Bulldog there. Two really good candidates this week, and special teams was huge for you.
A lot of great performances. Also, Dolder, our kicker, he made three field goals in the game, which hadn't been done, I think, Caleb, since 2012. So,
yeah,
you know, that's awesome, too. And we had a ton of guys showing up. I think also Chase Thurness had three tackles on special teams. So, yeah, it was a big day. We haven't voted on it yet. But I do know this. Cole Thurness was the RMAC Player of the Week. And you know, with his punt return, he also, it didn't put in there, he also had, I think, two tackles on the day also. So, that's a pretty good day. When you catch a touchdown, you block for the big touchdown for Elijah Miles on one of our goal line packages, and then you on special teams end up with two tackles, and then you also have a punt return for a touchdown. So even if he doesn't get to carry out the hammer, I'll tell you, he was real important for us on Saturday. And you know, when you look at Buster Wilson recovering the ball two times on special teams, that also is game changing. And then Noah forced that fumble, which is also another game changing opportunity. And when you look at the time that all those things started happening, that's when the game flipped back to on our side. So big sparks that you know, provide a lot of momentum for us.
Coach, Dixie State's coming up next, a long road trip, a tough road game against a team that's got a bunch of wins this year, but you guys come in really confident on a bit of a roll now with a couple of wins. What do you see with Dixie State early on?
You know, I think the biggest thing as a coach, what you see is you see a new coaching staff. They came in and you know, they brought in their guys. He came from a junior college program, so he brought a lot of junior college kids with him. They're currently transitioning D1, so they're making decisions there on Division I players, Division II players, and those type of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, really what I talked about with the team is that throughout this year, we've got a lot of common opponents. Everybody that basically those teams that we had lost to by one touchdown, they've beaten them by one touchdown. So this is going to be a fun game for us. We're excited. We need to get on that bus with a ton of enthusiasm and understand that it's the reason why we're getting on that bus and have some fun on the trip. But then we also, when it comes time to be on Saturday to go lock down and have a good game, that's that mindset for the week. So I'm excited. We're going to leave on Thursday to get there, and we'll get there late Thursday night, and then on Friday we'll be able to practice on their facility and then go play them on Saturday.
Yeah, a couple years ago it was a great football game down there in St. George. Coach, with the 14-hour drive or whatever it is coming up for us, what movie are you looking forward to most to watch on that?
It's a 12.5-hour trip, so it'll be about six movies on one way down, six some movies on the way back. I don't know. I have not went that far yet in there, but I will. We'll find some movies, I'm sure, to watch.
There'll be plenty of DVDs getting passed around. Coach Long with us here tonight. Jay, thanks again for coming in once again and updating us on the team. Looking forward to the trip this week down to Dixie.
Thank you. We always appreciate everybody's support. And also on Saturday, we had an outstanding crowd, and we appreciate everybody coming out and supporting us.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Tune in next week for more insights into the Eagles' latest game, team happenings, and what's coming up next on the gridiron for Shadron State football. To hear a replay of tonight's show, visit panhandlepost.com or subscribe for free on iTunes for weekly downloads.
E-A-G-L-E!